Shanti, 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 peace. Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It's wonderful to be with you again this Sunday, May the 2nd, of the year we're in. Most of you have come here today to listen to a message, to hear a talk, listen to a sermon, listen to words. And it's really not the words that does it for you. It is the silence between the words. When you are quiet, your mind is still, the reality shines through. You become happy, peaceful, joyous. By sitting in the silence, there's really no message I have to give you. What you're looking for is within yourself. You are that. You are what you're looking for. There's nothing else. Nothing. See this in yourself. Understand who you are, what you are. Never put yourself down. You are the immortal self. Without beginning, without end. You are Shiva. You are Satchitananda. Always see this in yourself. Never see anything else. Feel the presence within yourself. Feel the happiness, the joy that you really are. Feel it. You can feel it. No matter how many so-called problems you appear to have, no matter what's going on in your life, good or bad, forget about that. It doesn't matter. Feel the presence. The presence of consciousness. The presence of pure awareness. Feel this in yourself. You don't think about it, just feel it. When you begin to think about it, just spoil it. A lot of minds are rave on. You don't pay a bit of attention to the mind. Whatever the thoughts it brings you, whatever it tells you. Pay no attention whatsoever to the mind. Feel the bliss. You are the bliss. there is absolutely nothing that you need or have to become. Do not search for enlightenment or liberation. You'll never find it. There's no way to look for it. When you look with your senses, where is liberation? Where is freedom? It doesn't exist. When you go beyond the senses, when you pay no attention to the senses and go beyond them, and observing them, looking at them, and interacting to them, then you find that you've always been in bliss. This happens to your very nature. You are that. Everything becomes so peaceful when no words are spoken. When there's nothing to think about. Never believe that you have something important to think about. All things are not important. No matter what you may think about it, it's not important. As long as you have to think of something, it's not important. Did you say to yourself, I'm going to approach without thinking? Think of what you said. How can I function without thinking? Not you, but I. You're really saying, how can the I function without thinking? What are you referring to? The ego I has to think, to exist. But the I am consciousness is self-existence. There's nothing to think about. So, when you think about something, realize it's the eye consciousness. And so it's the eye ego, so to speak. Because it's thinking. If you go beyond the eye ego and go back to the eye consciousness, the thoughts will stop. There'll be no thoughts. Or again, what is reality you think about? Reality is reality, it's all pervading, only present. There's no room or space for it to think. In the power which knows itself. It doesn't have to ask it to know itself. Or from us know the self, or thinking of the self. If it had to be that, it wouldn't be the power to know the self. The power to know the self is consciousness. The absolute reality. You can only know itself, nothing else, because nothing else exists. Apart from itself. There is no duality in the absence of reality. Duality only appears to exist at the human level. It's an appearance, it's true, it's real. You can see this yourself. Therefore, whenever thoughts come to you, ask yourself the question, who sent these thoughts? Where do they come from? And you keep posing this question to yourself. You will find the sources of them. They vanish. You return to the essence from whence they came. It's so easy to become peaceful. It's so easy to become loving, blissful, happy. You just have to reject all the stuff that comes to you, all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the emotions. Just reject them. You reject them and then giving them power. You give them power every time you let them feel something inside of you. When you start to take on a feeling nature, you give them power. And when you refuse to take on a feeling nature, the source will disappear. In other words, you are the one who gives them power. You are the one who creates your condition, for good or bad. You are the one who sees the world the way you see it. See only yourself. See only reality. See only emptiness. It's really very simple to do this. Just sit where you're sitting there and observe. You can analyze that, you can change your thoughts, you can fight your thoughts. Just observe them, watch them, look at them. And when you're ready, you can ask the question, when these thoughts come? How about just sit and look at your thoughts? Let your mind do whatever it likes. Let it become as nasty as once. Put the mind through all kinds of things. Scary things, happy things, wrong things, right things. The mind is only here to make trouble for you, that's all. But when you're not allowing the mind to make trouble for you, it disappears. And how do you do this? And then react to these thoughts. And not allowing them to feel anything. Where do these thoughts come from? Nowhere. They're called false imagination. All thoughts are false imagination. false imaginations like the one in the mirage. That's the way it says on it. They appear, they can't see, they don't exist. If they were real, they'd be able to grab them, hold on to them, save them, put them in a box, throw them away. But they can't do this, which proves they have no substance. How can they frighten you? You see, you've been in the universe, which is self-existence, self-abiding, self-sufficient. What this means is that all of your needs are met from within. All of your needs are met from within. This will only happen when you accept it this way. If you think that your need has to come from a person first and say, you always have a fight in your hands. Because you're hoping to get a better job and get some money in the bank. Someone will come along and help you with some problem. You develop only such. If you can only learn to rely on yourself, miracles will take place in your life. If you can only learn to rely on yourself, how you must rely on yourself? By trusting life. Trusting life is where it is. I'm not saying you trust certain people, you trust certain conditions, certain situations. I'm saying this is just life. So just life, you go beyond people, places, and things. It's just a substratum of all existence. It's just consciousness. In other words, you feel and believe in your heart that there is a power that knows the way, you came out of it, so you know you're awesome. You are it, you are that power yourself. You feel good about it. That's what I mean when I say trust the power knows the way. There's nothing to fix in your life, nothing to change, nothing to accomplish, nothing to do, except to abide in the power knows the way. It's so simple, it's so hard for some of us. It's hard because we allow the source to come to us and spoil us now. You have to control your thoughts, control your thinking. When you're free from thinking, you're always abiding consciousness. Which is the power that knows the way. And so you'll find yourself becoming happier and happier every day. Peaceful. Harmonious. What can they disturb and make you sad? Make you afraid? There is something that you think may happen to you. If you're living in the eternal now, if you exist this moment and you do, in this room is there a problem? There's no problem in this room. So then we begin to think of tomorrow, and next week, and next week. But if we learn to stay centered in the moment, when nothing is happening, this moment will become the next moment. And this moment will become the next hour, the next day, the next week, and the next year. This is how to live, from moment to moment. What do we do? We stretch out those moments, the days. We would like to see the future. We see something's going to happen to us tomorrow, or the next day, the next day. But nothing can ever happen to you unless you allow it. Allow it by believing it, by thinking about it. You're given the power by fearing it. And I say to you the truth, there's nothing to fear in this whole universe. There's no fear. Fear doesn't exist. Only the self exists. Only the self exists. Catch the meaning of those words. Only the self exists, and I am that. That's a profound statement. I am Brahman. When I was just sitting like that, I was speaking about Robert. I am encompasses all of you. I am as Brahman. The Therefore, your Nitya says, you are Brahman. You see into the whole universe. That's something that's a gift. You don't know what you're saying, you don't understand what you're saying. Says yourself, now feels, I am Brahman. I am Brahman. You are claiming the highest truth in history, the highest truth in the world. There's nothing that comes after that. There's absolutely nothing to say after that. You make a declaration, I am Brahman. These are many words. The whole universe is Brahman. People call Brahman the same, the place. It's complete emptiness. So you say I am Brahman, you say you're emptiness. We all just never thrown in the body. Again, we're thrown in the body. What can possibly happen to you? There's nothing that can happen to you. And when you think about something happening to you, you're creating your own destiny, aren't you? When you take certain facts that are factual to you and you analyze them, you see there's no escape from this. And then you wonder if people suffer, so to speak. When you realize that you are the creator of your own destiny, and what your life tells us to think. Then you begin to say, stuck in yourself. You ever say, stuck in yourself? You can buy stuck in yourself. On the open market. Call your brokers and answer the world by sucking yourself. This is the best fact you ever own. Rather than anything else. you are never what it appears to be. It goes back to the mind again. The mind looks at me on the paper, watching on the television. It means the puns we take seriously, worry about it, and so on. And then one of the people goes to certain experiences and suffer a lot. They're creating their own destiny, your power. You can do anything you want with your life. If you want to sit down feeling sorry for yourself, nobody cares. I will say it again, you're all Brahman, you're all consciousness, you're all the ultimate reality. This is your true nature, and nothing else exists. Accept this for yourself. Accept it right now. You have never been the body of the mind. This is a false image. But when you believe you are the body of the mind, you have to suffer accordingly. No one can get away with that. No one deserves. Everyone will prove they are the body of the mind. That's the suffering. Why? Because things change. Things are always changing, constantly, continuously. And you have a certain idea you're supposed to live. You have a certain idea you're supposed to feel. You said that you're supposed to lose your life in this plane of existence. And if we can see the idea of these things. And this will cause you trouble. So I say to you again, stop thinking. Live in the moment. Stop worrying about the past or the future. Work within yourself. Be happy, be free. You are not alone. You are the divine force right now, taking care of you, guiding you, directing you. It's the ultimate good. Trust these divine forces. Have faith in them. All I want is your recognition. When you recognize there are divine forces taking care of you, and you will find they are working for you. and it finds me a joy. In the secondary verse, any good love is against you, you're forced against you. And you create your own hell. So number one, stop thinking people's will be mine. Number two, live in the here and now. Forget about yesterday, forget about the future. Live in the moment. Be happy in the moment. Do whatever you have to do to be happy in the moment. Number three, do not be judgmental. Don't judge anybody or anything. Ever. No matter how it looks, don't judge anybody. Number four, leave everything alone. Leave nothing in this plane of existence to change anybody or anything. You don't need to fix anything. Anybody. You hear all these to become free and liberated. And knowing the truth. Number five, always catch yourself and say, I am Brahman. When you say, I am Brahman, you're talking about your physical body, your ego. You're talking about the truth about yourself. So you have to be yourself as Brahman. And listen to your body. Your body doesn't exist. It never existed, it appears to exist, but it doesn't exist. Your nature is pure consciousness, pure awareness. Always remember these things, learn these things. You have a lot of tools to work with. If you only can use these tools, it'll be a good moment of your life. You'll never be unhappy again. I could be unhappy, you know the truth. You're not born to suffer. You have problems. You get to rejoice. To be still and know that I am God. Remember that I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You are not an ordinary person. You wouldn't be here. There's nothing special about you. You're ready to be out of the show. The show of materialism. The show of relativity. Materialism, relativity. You're ready to bring out that shell. Let it happen. The mind will create all kinds of situations to stop it from happening. It'll show you all kinds of nonsense. You don't know how to have the power to change this thing. To start with the nonsense. Reality. You can do it. Work with it. Peace.
should write this down because when I talk about it, I lose more than half of it. And I was going through the material that's a transcript 109, and what came out was that there is no I that persists. Because when I looked at 10 years ago, whatever I that was then, it isn't here. I don't know about it. Whatever I that was an hour ago or a year ago, it isn't here. Whatever I that maybe a year from now, I don't know about it. It isn't here either. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't persist. It's just no identity, so I am doesn't persist. And then there came, so to speak, an iron bond and change of all things into Hershey Bach, which is in a sense of humor, I guess. But the iron bond was really, really real. It could never change into anything. No possible. But the I, it changes all the time. When the thought stops, there is no I, none at all. And the thought, a thought just as a beginning and an end, a little in between. And then when this one stops and the other one starts, there's in between just nothing, just a gap. And the I, which is something, can't jump into nothing, remain as a something. That's not possible. Just like a shadow can't jump into a brilliant light and remain as a shadow. You know? There's nothing there, and it's about the 40% I remember, so it's down to this. There is no I. Now I can hear myself talk right now. You know, if my mother was alive, I'd swear on the life I'm talking, but there is no I and there's no talking. I still see a serpent when there's only a rope. If there's no serpent, there's no rope. But I still see the serpent, and the world is real to me, even now, and there is no world. Just contradiction all the while.
In other words, you don't exist.
I don't exist and I don't not exist, neither anything. Whatever I say is false. There's no worse truth I can say. No purpose, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to agree with me.
I agree with you.
Yeah. You know? It's just contradiction. It's like I'm not sitting in this chair, I'm not sitting in that chair. I'm just in between.
You're in between? No, that's fine.
What's fate?
Who knows?
I don't know. I really tell me when I think. I talk a lot and I talk about nothing and there's nobody talking. It's ridiculous.
You don't believe a word.